Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining me today on this Saturday afternoon. This is the first episode of my future weekly podcast, where we're going to answer a lot more questions and be more conversational than my past, where I was doing webinars. People have asked me to continue the webinars, so I probably will go back to doing webinars on Thursday evenings as well. But I like this more open forum environment for a podcast where you can ask more questions. So feel free to do so. I'm just going to cover certain, segments every week on like new fad diets, new vaccine injuries, which I see in my practice. And maybe we'll cover some herbs or some herbal tea each week, maybe a tea of the week, and I'll describe how it works and the different herbs in it so we can still learn about herbs. And basically, this podcast is paid for and sponsored by HerbManTees.com. So if you have any health condition, please go to HerbManTees.com and you can use the coupon code POD10OFF and you will get 10% off any product on HerbManTees. We'll put that in the link in the below. So, and I'll be just waiting for your questions here. But I'd like to start off with one of my favorite subjects and talk about, the rampant problem we have today in healthcare of following fads. And, we see that the amount of fad diets, fad treatments has increased, not decreased. I call it Instagram healthcare because people are looking at Instagram, unknowledgeable of who is presenting the information, and then they follow it. So I see this every day with my patients, including the last two I had today. Both were doing mushroom coffee and thought mushrooms were a cure-all, and both of them love chocolate and think that chocolate is a superfood taking magnesium. That was just two people today. So it's pretty prevalent that people are being influenced by advertisements. Like the one client I had today, we were just kind of talking about this subject, and she says, yeah, people are not following health advice, they're following advertisements. So, and she's right, because you see the advertisement that says, chocolate, dark chocolates, high in magnesium, high in antioxidants, and then you click on the link and you buy it. Well, that was an advertisement. You see the link that says, mushrooms are scientifically proven to treat all these health conditions. And then you click on it and you buy it, but it was an advertisement, it was disguised as health advice. So this is, I would say, almost people's number one problem with their health today, at least those people who are, looking for alternatives, trying to avoid medication and looking for more natural ways to treat themselves. Their biggest obstacle is the false information that's out there. And most of it is not like people lying, it's people advertising. And you're just following the advertisements. And we know there's a long history of fad diets out there. I mean, there's been goji berries, there's been manuka honey, where people were paying $60 a jar for manuka honey. And we can even think back a few years ago, everybody and their brother was doing turmeric capsules. Well, that's kind of gone. I mean, they did CBD for a while, and that's kind of faded. But now everybody, I'd say 70-80% of all my clients are doing mushrooms in one form or another. And we're not saying that goji berries, honey, or mushrooms are unhealthy, but we're saying they do have certain uses. All these mushrooms, that cordyceps, reishi, chaga, all have different benefits, and there's no need to be mixing them all together and having five in one shot when you don't even know what they're good for, and then having them with coffee, which is really kind of absurd because people are taking them to build their immunity or reduce inflammation, and the coffee is very inflammatory in itself, and people are mixing coffee and mushrooms together very blindly. I like to say that it's the blind leading the blind on the internet. You really have to, I would say, more than just be careful, you really just have to stop following it. You should really only read things that you know who the author is. And people send me links all the time, and I go look at the bottom of the link to see who the author is. And okay, I see the woman's name. It doesn't say much about her. So I copy the name, go post it in the internet and Google and see who she is. And a lot of times she's just an English major, 22 years old, writing articles. And now people are just following this advice. So my advice for healthcare is, you know, pick the author first. There's many good doctors who have good information, and there's many good naturopaths and herbalists and Ayurveda doctors. So you pick the person first that you know is qualified. And then if you want to go watch his YouTube videos or follow him then or her, oh, well, that's good. At least you know the person's credible. They're in practice. They've seen patients. They're not 22 years old. They're at least, you know, 40, 50 years old. They've been around. They've been in practice. Then go learn from them. But this whole idea of just, you know, following Instagram posts and things that are popping up on your screen and blindly buying products without even knowing who recommended them, who recommended the advice that you took, this is really creating more additional health problems. And we can go on this, fad craze, which is ruining people's health by looking at the keto diet. This is a killer diet, a very unhealthy. And even medical doctors who are my patients, they all agree this keto is a disaster. One area, you know, that me and medical doctors really agree on, because ketosis is actually considered a dangerous state and people pass out. And I had a somebody who worked in the ER in Los Angeles, and they said they have to, all these people that pass out, they have to ask the family member if they're on the keto diet. It's like one of their standard questions if they have people who have fainted. Are you doing the keto diet? I mean, it's now in their questioning to determine what's happened in a case. So medical people really, particularly in the emergency room, really dislike this keto diet, and it's a fad. And now, of course, we have the carnivore diet, maybe the king of the fad diets. And if you get the feedback from the people who have tried these diets, a lot of them say they got diarrhea, which is one of the most common problems. And if you read about it, they get kind of a black tarry diarrhea as well. But these carnivore diets, there's a little spinoff of them now, and it's called the, you know, no vegetable diet, which is a prediction I made years ago that when fruit became bad, and by the way, that's a current fad that all fruit has sugar, all fruit's bad. So about 20-30% of my clients are afraid to eat an apple now. Another bad influence of the internet, because you don't really want to leave off a whole food group. But years ago, I said, hey, we left off grains. They're bad. First, we started with wheat, then all grains, and meat's kind of gone out the door. People have really overeaten it. It's true. And then dairy, gone. All dairy's bad. So, and then recently we did fruit. Fruit's all bad. So I made a prediction that someday there'll be a no vegetarian diet. And yes, now it has appeared. It comes a little bit from the carnivore diet spinoff, and apparently they say their justification is that all vegetables have carcinogens. And I find a lot of these fad diets are coming from the gym, you know, these keto diets, carnivore diets. I mean, these are muscle building guys, you know, affectionately we can call meatheads, who have come up with these methodologies to build more muscle and to be ripped. They have no interest really in being healthy. They just want to have the great physique, no different than a woman that doesn't care about her health, that just wants to be skinny. It's the same mentality. It's all based on, you know, looking good and not actually being healthy. And we know many of these keto following muscle building characters end up with kidney failure and gout from the high uric acid. But kidney failure, I get people with kidney failure on a regular basis in their 30s and early 40s, and they've been on this high protein, all meat, eggs, protein powder diet for years, and hey, they got the muscles, but the kidneys are failing, and that pretty much can shorten your life, because even if you go on dialysis, you won't last long. So you have to really think about taking advice from bodybuilders. Probably your worst place to take advice, health advice from, is a gym. There's a new one. We want to be every week. We're going to talk about new fad diets, and the new one is kind of the grazing diet. Maybe they think we're the same as a cow, and we have two intestines, and we can graze all day. But unfortunately, humans cannot. But the grazing diet is like nuts, protein powders, and all day long. And this is, of course, a disaster, as we know, all healthcare systems, Ayurvedic, ancient Greek, Hippocrates, Chinese, everybody knows that grazing is very unhealthy. It ruins your digestion. It kind of builds on the big fad of just eating nuts. Nuts are healthy. I mean, I'd probably say half of my clients are just eating nuts all day long, thinking it's a health food. And I tell people, don't stack on the nuts. And they say, no nuts. And I said, I didn't say no nuts. I said, stop snacking on them. So if you're a skinny person and you want to put on some weight, okay, have some nuts with your meal. But snacking on them, whether you're thin or overweight, particularly if you're overweight, it's going to put on weight. In fact, people tell me all the time, I lost a couple pounds just stopping the snacking. And they weren't even that overweight, but people who are overweight, snacking on nuts, protein bars, they're ruining their digestion, putting on more fat. So let's shoot me off some questions, because I could just keep going on these fad diets all day. The intermittent fasting that's come out, I mean, this has been another disaster. I get these thin women, and men that are, 105 pounds, 110 pounds, and they've got degenerative bones, their hairs are falling out, their fingernails are cracking, splitting, their hair's dropping. And what are they doing? They're fasting. Intermediate fasting. So, I said, well, that's exactly the worst thing you could ever do for your health, because you're depleted, you're dehydrated, so you're dry, so should be drinking more liquid. You got low in fat, your skin's thin, your bones are cracking, so you need more oil. Your teeth are falling out. Your hair's falling out. Your gums are receding. That's a sign of insufficient protein. What are they doing? They're fasting. When I tell them you should be having, more meals a day, and you got to put on some weight, particularly a postmenopausal woman, she's worried about her bones and she's fasting. You're not going to, and doing a vegan diet. So she needs to eat more and she needs to have some dairy. It's not a matter of good or bad. It's not like, oh, dairy's good, dairy's bad. That's all amateur thinking. Dairy, if you're a postmenopausal woman and you're thin and underweight with degenerative bones, you better be having some more milk at night and more dairy in your diet. Particularly if you're vegetarian, you need that extra source of, we could say vitamin D and other nutrients from the dairy. So the vegan diet is also an old disaster, and people keep sticking to it until, again, their hair falls out. And for many women, young women, their period just stops from the vegan diet. But hey, they stay thin and they fit in that old bikini that they had when they were 18. And I think that's what's important to them. But that has nothing to do with health. So please, folks, be cautious of following information online. Particularly, we call it Instagram healthcare, where you just start, seeing all these little pop-ups of mud coffee, because that's how mud coffee made its success, was Instagram. It's being studied, as a great success from an advertiser's point of view, because it was so successful converting people over for a very low cost of just buying Instagram ads. It's the same with the chocolate. It all came from original advertisers. The avocado guy, he promoted the chocolate in his chocolate. He was a salesperson for the superfood company, and they had a chocolate one. And he talked about all the benefits of magnesium and then chocolate nibs. And, people are still blindly taking chocolate, even the dark chocolate. A chocolate bean in itself is inflammatory. So, it's aggravating people's inflammation and pain. So any questions there about fad diets? I'll be happy to shoot them down for you. But, they're very easy to disprove because everybody's very different. You can't go out and preach a diet to the whole world and think it's correct. You have some people are overweight, some people are thin, some people are cold, some people are dry. Some people, can't wake up in the morning. Some people have insomnia. Some people have live in cold weather. Some people live in hot weather. So there's no way you can tell everybody to follow a diet. you really have to meet people individually and see what's happening with their health, see where they live, see what they've been eating, see what their health conditions are, and then you can adjust accordingly. So all diets basically are fads. We have a question here. Thank you very much. Smoothies. Oh, boy, you got me going now. That was a perfect question to fire me up. Smoothies. Oh, that, we know now. Maybe some of you listeners are smoothie addicts. And people who are trying to go initially, they're trying to be healthy. Of course, they get rid of the junk food, the fast food, and all that stuff, which is a good move. We should do it then. Then they make another move. They drop the alcohol. They drop the smoking, cigarettes. They add on. They try to like do something positive instead of just getting rid of the junk food. They, you know, throw in the smoothie. And then what do they put in the smoothie? Well, everything that's popular. They got, you can throw in goji berries, coconut oil, manuka honey. What else is fad now? You know, turmeric powder. You can just throw just about everything in these smoothies. And of course, some frozen berries, some ice, and of course, kale. That was a big fad for a while, the kale smoothies, until it gave people IBS and they were bleeding out their colon, and that stopped a lot of people. I got a lot of IBS cases from the raw kale smoothies. But these smoothies, oh my God, they're a disaster, disaster to your health. One, there's many reasons. We could go on why they're so unhealthy, but one, the biggest problem is the cold. All cold food, particularly if you take it frozen berries and you put those in there, you know, cold has always been unhealthy for your health. It lowers your body temperature, ruins your digestion, it coagulates all of the endocrine glands, and it even lowers your thyroid output because the cold, the proximity to the thyroid, to your esophagus. So even your thyroid numbers can be lower if you're having a lot of cold foods, cold drinks, ice cream. Then you go to the doctor and they say, hey, your T3, your T4 is low. Here, take some, your TSH is a little high. Here, you must have low thyroid. Take some of this thyroid medication here, thyroid replacement therapy. And it all came from them having cold food, because I've treated it many times. This isn't a theory. I've told people stop the ice cream, stop the cold smoothie, stop the cold drinks, eat warm food, and to go back and get tested again, and their thyroid numbers were fine. So, you know, and that's only the tip of the iceberg of the problems of these smoothies. The other one, of course, is the horrible food combining, and that's why people aren't hungry all day, is they generally are clogging up their system. The cold also clogs up your lymphatic system, thickens your blood, you know, is a big burden for your whole digestive system, because the digestive system needs to warm things up and, you know, create acidity and break down these proteins. But yeah, the other big problem, of course, is the food combining disaster. We all know, if we had any studied any type of nutritional science, from Ayurveda to Hippocrates to Chinese to even a naturopath in his first year of study, we'll learn that you don't mix fruits and vegetables together. You know, maybe a little bit of fruit, like little dried raisins, little dried mango, and your oatmeal is not the end of the world. But when you start putting kale plus strawberries together, you know, you're really breaking the general food combining guideline of don't mix a juicy fruit with vegetables. And then, of course, you don't have fruit with protein, and they're throwing in protein powder, and you don't have fruit with oil, and they're throwing in oil. So many people had felt that these smoothies were just like, oh, I don't feel hungry all day. Well, that's because you just like clogged up your entire system. It took your body a whole day just to recover. And now, of course, people throw everything in there. Now they're throwing mushroom powder in their smoothies as well. I get that replaced, I guess, the turmeric. But they're a disaster. I mean, if you want to add a little extra nutrition to your health, then, you know, you could always do some vegetable juicing. If you're a depleted, weak, underweight person, you could do carrots. And if you're cold, you could do some ginger in there. If you're overweight, you won't want to do a lot of carrots and beets because they're kind of sweet. Then you can do like leafy greens, spinach, kale, cilantro. So you can make a vegetable juice that can be very beneficial. A lot of vitamins in there. You're able to absorb them very quickly. So there's the benefits in the vegetable juice. But once you start throwing in the frozen blueberries and the protein powders, and all of the other supplements that you've picked up online, then you create a big giant mess. So there's absolutely no use in taking these smoothies. In fact, if you go to an herbalist like myself, he's going to give you herbs to say, hey, maybe, you know, for your kidney failure or your urinary tract, you need to drink it in a tea. Maybe for your constipation, you need to have it at night. For your gas and bloating, you need to have it after meals. So just taking a bunch of smooth herbs and throwing them in a smoothie and chucking them down in the morning with a bunch of fruit protein powders, it's not the proper way to take herbs as well. And a lot of people have come back to me on the second appointment who were coming to me with gas, bloating, constipation. And I said, how'd it go with my herbs? Because I give them herbs for gas, bloating, and constipation. And they say, you know what? The herbs helped. But the real it got better almost immediately after I stopped the smoothie. We get many, face palms, where the people are like, I can't believe I did that smoothie for 4 years and you told me to stop it. And suddenly my appetite is better. Because you want an appetite. You don't want to snuff out your appetite. You're trying to get nutrition in. So, you know, snuffing out your appetite with a big clogging cold drink is not really the way to lose weight. We can see that all the time with people saying, hey, I've been trying everything. I've even doing all I have is a smoothie every morning and I'm still gaining weight. It doesn't work. And probably because they're not even absorbing most of those nutrients. And then at night they get famished because I haven't eaten all day, and then they pig out in the evening, the worst time to eat. It's always better to front load your food. You're supposed to eat first, then exercise and go about your day, not fast all day like this intermediate fasting fad, and then pig out at 5 o'clock at night. You know, that's, you're supposed to front load it. Yeah, you fill the gas up first, then you drive. You don't drive all day and then put gas in the car, and you don't eat fast all day and then eat at the end of the day and then go to sleep. It's just going to be weight gaining. You got to eat in the morning when you're hungry, and then you can use up these quote calories during the day. And this is a much safer and faster, a more natural way of going. So if you're hungry in the morning, you should eat in the morning. You shouldn't be fasting. If you're not hungry till 11 or 12 o'clock, you shouldn't be eating until 11 or 12 o'clock. So, I hope that gives you some, better idea. It doesn't mean that some of those ingredients in your smoothie are necessarily bad. It's just throwing them all together in that form is probably going to make it undigestible and just not effective, particularly if it's cold. So, and the other area I want to talk about was the vaccine injuries. And the only reason I want to talk about it is because I'm getting so many cases. I may even have to add to my form, vaccine injury, because people, you ask them to fill out health conditions and 10% of the people are writing vaccine injury. So, this is a big subject for people. And I think in the future, I will invite some of my patients to, join me in these podcasts, and then we can interview them and they can talk about their experience, because that's the way I learned about vaccine injuries, not from reading about them, but from the patients themselves. Now, I think sometimes my patients may think all of their health problems came from the vaccine, and I don't always agree with that, but we do know the major issues of clotting are very common, the myocarditis, the sudden death, and then that's the one category. And the second category I see a lot of is the tremors and the shaking. Even I have some medical doctors now who had tremors, and they, as medical doctors, contributed to the vaccine. So maybe I'm going to send out an invite to some of these medical doctors that are my patients who came to me because they believe the vaccine created either blood clotting or tremors. Those are the two major ones that I see. Now, there are many other types of vaccine injuries that I've seen, including infertility and blood clotting in the during pregnancy that was leading to miscarriages. And I've seen other examples, and we'll cover those in other podcasts. And I do hope to get some of these patients in that have had experiences and about vaccine injury and get them on the podcast so they can explain it from their point of view, their experience, and what happened. And that should help educate people in this whole area that people are really just starting to learn about at this time about these vaccine injuries. So today we're going to, as every podcast, we want to cover at least one herb and then one tea, you know, for our sponsor, herbmanteas.com. It has over 50 teas online. And we're going to cover this tea today called Slimming Detox Tea. And it's got a herb in it. It's going to be our herb for the week, Garcinia root. Now, this is a wonderful herb for weight loss. And there's many fraud weight loss teas in the market. If you look at a lot of these weight loss teas in the market, you see they're just doing like Senna, which is a strong laxative, and they are doing green tea. You can look, it says weight loss tea, and you got the little picture of the skinny woman, and behind her, you got the picture of her when she was overweight, and then you look at the ingredients, and all you see is green tea and Senna. So this is a complete fraud. Most weight loss teas on the market are complete frauds. And you can always tell they don't even have herbs in there for weight loss. That's why we want to talk about this Garcinia. This is a great herb for weight loss. It's a fruit. Geminia sylvester would probably be its cousin because that's helping stabilizing blood sugar and take away cravings. But Garcinia is a very effective sour fruit that is helpful in weight loss. And you notice the weight loss foods tend to be either, or herbs tend to be either bitter or sour. That's why we do lemon water, because of the sour. You don't do sweet tasting herbs and sweet tasting fruits when you're trying to lose weight. You do sour, and Garcinia fruit is definitely sour. So for those people who can have video, then you can see there this tea, Slimming Detox Tea. And we just go through those. I find this tea very effective. It's one of the newer teas in this year by Herbman Teas, our sponsor. And it says weight loss tea, 14-day detox, cleanses colon, liver, and kidneys. See, that's a very interesting point. This is a cleansing weight loss tea. So it does have the Garcinia for weight loss, has the Geminia for blood sugar, but it's got the dandelion and the burdock for the liver. It's got the juniper berry for the kidneys, which is a diuretic. It's got the Carsata sagrada and a little senna for the bowel movements. Senna, fenugreek, ginger, and lemon peel are kind of supportive. You see hot and sour spices there. And of course, fenugreek and cinnamon will help a little bit with blood sugar. So we could say this tea is very, very effective. We're getting great reviews on it. And it's selling like hotcakes on Herbman Teas. It's not made for long-term use, but it does really help a person who's overweight, at least 20, 30 pounds overweight, not somebody who's just, you know, wants to lose a few pounds on their thighs, but somebody who's clearly overweight and congested and blocked up and congested, you know, poor bowel movements, maybe urinating at night, mucus, congestion, constipation, sluggishness, tired, fatigue. A wonderful tea by our sponsor, Herbman Teas, Slimming Detox Tea, 14-day cleanse. So I hope that helps you understand the power of those herbs, that particular formula. And every week we will cover a new tea and we will cover new subjects. Hopefully we can get some guests on here who can talk about their health conditions and how they recovered from herbal remedies. And hopefully we can get some guests on here who had vaccine injuries who want to share with us. So if you are in that category, you are my patient and I've treated you in the past and you'd like to talk about it on the podcast and have me interview you, then please contact me. And if you're one of my patients who's had a vaccine injury and you'd like to educate other people about that, please contact me. It's not necessary to provide your full name. We can just ask you questions on the podcast. But I do hope you benefited from this bit of information about fad diets and about the importance of getting good health advice and not taking your health advice from the internet and try to maybe go towards books, at least go to reliable people that you know that are actually in practice, and be very careful of advertisements posing as health advice. All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We wish you the best of health. And we hope to see you every Saturday. Please invite your friends to the podcast. We want to get this going. We want to get the numbers up there. And we will share this video. All my clients and people on my mailing list will get a copy, and it will be sent out to different podcast apps. Please share it with others. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We hope to see you next Saturday.